North Korea's most recent satellite launch was seen by Washington as cover for the development of ballistic missile technology that could be used to deliver a nuclear weapon. On Wednesday, U.S. ally Japan reacted to the launch, with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe announcing sanctions on Pyongyang.
The government has decided to impose stern sanctions on North Korea. We will cooperate closely with the international community in order to resolve the abductions, nuclear and missile issues.
Apart from the nuclear issue, North Korea's alleged abductions of Japanese nationals in the 1970s have been another major sticking point straining bilateral relations. Under the sanctions announced Wednesday, foreign nuclear technology scientists living in Japan who have traveled to North Korea will not be readmitted to Japan. Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga elaborates on the latest move.
First of all, we have taken measures to control the movements of people by expanding the ban to include a wider range of people. This includes the re-entry of foreign residents who are involved in nuclear and missile technology who have traveled to North Korea.
Suga says the sanctions will also involve money transfers and ships traveling from North Korea.
We are reducing the lower limits of the remittance notification for amounts of money taken out of the country as a means of payment. As a rule, we are banning remittances to North Korea. We are also banning the entry of all North Korean registered ships, including those for humanitarian aid purposes, and also banning the entry of ships from third countries which have been to North Korea.
Suga added Japan will freeze the assets of more groups and individuals that are connected to North Korea. Meanwhile, South Korea has halted work at the joint Kaesong industrial complex with North Korea for the first time in a decade. This comes after South Korea's parliament passed a resolution on the launch. The resolution urges North Korea to stop its provocations and become a responsible member of the international community. It also calls on the South Korean government to work with the UN Security Council to develop strong sanctions against North Korea. The UN has also vowed to adopt expeditiously a new Security Council resolution at an emergency meeting. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.